紧缺人才培训工程教学系列丛书，英语高级口语资格证书考试，高级听力教程第二版，周国强、杨永平主编，由上海外语音像出版社录制出版。第五合
An Advanced Course of English Listening Second Edition。Part 2. Checking Figures. Conversation 1.
Good morning, you're iCeramics.
Hello, good morning. Is Maria Perez there, please?
I'm sorry, she's away on a conference at present. Can I help?
Is there anyone there who's handling her work while she's away?
Yes, I am for the moment.
Ah, hello. This is Robert Burton, Purchasing Manager at Cranfield Interiors. Who am I speaking to, please?
My name's Anne Garvey.
Ah, yes, Ms. Garvey. I'm ringing about an order we placed recently for floor tiles, and I'd like to check progress.
What was the order number, please?
It's order number IJ618/392.
IJ618/392.
392.
392, right. And that was for floor tiles?
It was for floor tiles.Terracotta floor tiles. I ordered 1,500 boxes on, the 13th of August.
Right, and how can I help you?
Well, they were due for delivery on the 30th of August, and they've not arrived.
Oh, I see.
We need them urgently, and I'd be grateful for a report on where they are.
Right, well, perhaps I could check that information then. It was terracotta floor tiles.1,500 boxes.
That's right.
And the size of the tiles was 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters?
Yes.
20 by 20. I can't find the order here, I'm afraid. What was the total cost?
They're normally £35.85 a box, but with the usual 8% discount, the total cost was £49,473.
Sorry?
£49,473.
£49,473.
Correct.
And that included an 8% discount?
Yes, that's right.
Right, okay. And just the order number again. It was IJ618/392?
That's it.
Well, I'm sorry about the delay. What I'll do is I'll have to pass this information on to Ms. Perez and ask her to get back to you as soon as she can.
Okay.Very grateful if you could do so. Many thanks.
Could I take your name again, please?
Yes. My name is Burton. Robert Burton. That's B-U-R-T-O-N.
B-U-R-T-O-N. And your phone number?
0161-355-6801.
Well, thank you for calling, Mr. Burton. We'll do our best to sort out the problem.
Thank you, Ms. Garvey. I look forward to hearing from you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Conversation 2.
Good afternoon, EuroCeramics.
Good afternoon. Is Maria Perez there, please?
I'm afraid she's away at the moment. Can I help?
Yes. This is James Rogerson from New York Interior Design. We have an order in place with her, and I'm thinking of increasing the quantity ordered.
Right. Your order was...
Order number 927/XG/12.
927/XG/12. Right, and the order was for what?
For terracotta floor tiles.
Okay, I've got it. The order was for 330 boxes. Is that correct?
It is. I'd like to increase the order by 20%.
20% increase. So that's 390 boxes.
No, it's 396 boxes.
Sorry, 396. That's excellent. I'll pass that on to Ms. Perez.
Before you go, clearly this is a larger order now. The original cost per box was $108, and she allowed us a discount of 12%. The total cost was $31,363. Now that the order is for 396 boxes, can we increase the discount? I'd be prepared to discuss the details with Ms. Perez, and I'd be grateful if she could give me a call back.
So you'd like to talk to Ms. Perez with a view to renegotiating the discount on the large order?
That's it exactly.
Well, I'll pass that information on to her. As I said, she is away at the moment at a conference, but I'll try and get in touch with her. How urgent is this?
Well, if she could give me a call back within 48 hours, it would be appreciated.
Fine. And your name again is?
My name is Rogerson. James Rogerson.
Is that R-O-G-E-R-S-O-N?
That's right.
Could you give me your phone number?
212-986-8652.
Well, thank you for calling us, Mr. Rogerson, and I'll pass on your message to Ms. Perez.
Many thanks indeed.
Part 3. Checking Details. Telephone Conversation 1. John Spey, Administration Department.
Oh, good morning. This is Satoshi Takahashi. I wonder if you could help me. I'd like to check some details on the conference, the sales conference in Chicago for September.
Yes. What can I tell you?
Well, the dates I have are the 18th to the 21st of September. Is that correct?
Let me check. No, I'm afraid the dates have been changed. It's now the 15th to the 18th of September.
So the conference starts on the 15th and goes on till the 18th.
That's correct.
Right. Now, the venue is this year is the Chicago Hilton. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
What about accommodation? Will it be possible for us to stay at the Chicago Hilton?
I'm afraid there aren't any rooms left at the Hilton, but we have made arrangements with the Waikiki, which is very...
Sorry, could you speak a little more slowly?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying that I'm afraid we don't have any rooms left at the Hilton.
So, in other words, we'll be at a different hotel.
That's right, the Waikiki, which is very near.
Could you spell that?
W-A-I-K-I-K-I.
Okay. Now, is there a final registration date for the conference?
Yes. We need final registrations by the 20th of August.
Could you say that again? The what of August?
The 20th.
The 20th of August, right. And what about the program? Is anything organized?
Not yet. We'll be sending details by post in August.
That's great. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Goodbye.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Telephone Conversation 2.
Hello, Satoshi Takahashi.
Hello, Mr. Takahashi. This is Paul Wilcox from London.
Ah, yes, hello. What can I do for you?
I'm ringing about my travel arrangements for the visit. There's been a bit of a change. I was coming on Tuesday the 26th, but I've had to postpone it. I'm now coming on Thursday of the same week. I'll be arriving on flight BA-117. It gets in at about 8 a.m.
Sorry, just a moment while I get a pen. Right. Can you go over that again?
Okay. I was originally going to arrive on Tuesday the 26th, but I've had to change to the Thursday of the same week.
So, in other words, you'll arrive 2 days later on the 28th.
Yes, that's correct. I'll be on flight BA-117 and I arrive at...
Sorry, I'm afraid I didn't catch that.
I'll be on flight BA-117.
BA-117, and what time do you arrive?
8 in the morning.
So, you'll be arriving at 8 a.m. on Thursday the 28th on flight BA-117.
That's right.
Good. I'll be there to meet you.
Thank you very much. And I'm very sorry for the inconvenience.
No problem. Don't even think about it. I'll see you on the 28th.
See you on the 28th. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Part 4. A presentation on computer conferencing.
And as you know, that was fine for its first time, but as new problems came up, we began to need new solutions. Our company became interested in computer conferencing because of difficulties we had encountered with communication between head office and our various branches in the rest of Europe. Computer conferencing seemed an ideal way to share expertise and information with the organization. We had the hardware necessary and staff who were comfortable using computers. The system was initially set up for a trial period of 1 year, funded partly through a grant from the European Union and partly by ourselves. It involved a team of people working in Britain, Spain, France, Italy, and Southern Ireland. I don't want to spend too long on the introduction, as I think it will become more interesting when you see the actual program and try it out yourselves. So, before I move on, has anybody any questions? Yes?
Could you tell me exactly how much it all cost?
Yes, the cost was £50,000, but this, as I said before, was partly funded by a European funding agency. Yes?
Do you know how much productivity increased by?
Well, that's a difficult question, of course. We can say that there was increased motivation and interest, certainly. Productivity rose by 8%, but that is a small number of people in a special situation for just 12 months. Yes?
Is it possible to say how many people were involved?
Well, one team in each branch, London, Paris, Dublin, Rome, and Madrid, so about 30 people in all. Yes?
Can you tell me if there were any disadvantages?
Well, as you know, with any new system, there will always be some problems. I suppose the major thing was the time it took people to be comfortable with the system. It was at least 3 months before most people were happy with it. And these are bright, flexible people who are very computer literate. I think it has to be seen as a long-term investment. Shall we go through now to have a look at...
Part 5. Listening and Translation. 1. Sentence Translation.
1. In Australia, when motorists overtake, they are legally required to leave at least a meter between their car and a cyclist, but many of them are unaware of this requirement.
2. There are a couple of options, and we are doing more testing before deciding which way we can go.
3. Last year, homes with internet access increased by a massive 49%. Updated figures released by the Statistics Bureau last week reviewed 1.3 million households now have internet access.
4. The internet is viewed as the information superhighway, but it can also be the misinformation superhighway, warns a psychologist.
5. This moderate reform would break an unfair monopoly, create a new growth business, and benefit consumers as well.
2. Passage Translation.
1. I want to slap a penalty of $1,000 on any of my subordinates who say the life insurance industry is now in a critical phase, said the president of a Japanese life insurance company. Everybody knows that the industry is going through hard times. What we need to do is ask ourselves what we should do about it. That is the question every one of our people needs to answer clearly. Working for our company is easy. The way we do business is relaxed, with little sense of tension among 9,400 employees, who are talented, but not excessively so. I want to expand our workers' job awareness.
2. A man and two children in his car barely escaped being hit by a train after the man drove a car along railway tracks. Police charged the man, who was an unlicensed driver and under the influence of alcohol when he drove, onto the railway tracks at Bridge Street at 12:20 p.m. on Saturday. A passing motorist alerted the police. Police arrived on the scene moments before a train narrowly missed the car, with the two young children still asleep on the back seat. A police spokesman said the man had a blood alcohol reading of 10.
Unit 12, Part 1, Planning Ahead. Bob Shaw.
Hello, Bob. This is Victoire. I'm just phoning about your presentation next week. I think we should check everything again.
Again?
It's a big contract, Bob. I don't think we should take any chances.
There is one thing, actually. I've got the address, but I'm not sure where the office is.
Aren't you going to take a taxi?
No, I'm hiring a car.
Then I'll fax you a map with directions.
Thanks.
Are you going to use an overhead projector?
Yes.
Then I think we should take one with us.
Shall I do that, or will you?
Leave that to me.
I'm going to bring some samples, so I'll need a display stand.
That's no problem. I'll bring one of those, too.
Do you think I should show them the new schedule?
Yes, I do. And they are going to ask a lot of questions about delivery times. Be prepared.
How do you know?
They say so in their briefing notes. Haven't you written them?
I've been very busy.
But Bob, the notes tell you what they're going to ask.
Okay, I'll look through them tonight. Are you staying to watch my presentation?
It'll be difficult. I've got to meet someone for lunch.
I think there should be two of us there.
I'll explain. They'll understand.
I'm not very happy about it. You shouldn't leave a presentation halfway through.
Part 2. Growth and Development.
How long has SoftBank been in business?
The company started in 1981. At that time, the PC was just a toy. No one was distributing software. No one even knew what software was available.
The growth's been phenomenal then.
That's right. Sales revenues have gone up every year since we started. At one time, they were doubling every month.
What's the main growth area now?
Networking. That's really taking off. It includes operating systems, cables, boards, everything you need for the networked company. Before that, the big growth area was business applications, things like word processing packages and spreadsheets.
And before that?
Games. Game software. That's where it all started.
And what about your magazine business? Is that growing?
Yes, indeed. We published 14 different computer magazines last month. But it got off to a poor start initially.
Yeah?
We set up the publishing division just 6 months after we'd set up the distribution business, so we didn't have a lot of money to spare. We launched 2 magazines, printed 50,000 copies, and 85% were returned.
Really?
They just didn't sell, and they were eating up all our profits.
I'm surprised you didn't close them down.
We didn't want people to think we were in trouble. We decided to take a gamble instead. We made them twice as thick, kept the price the same, changed the layout, and printed twice as many. Then we spent all the money we had left on TV advertising.
It obviously worked.
Yes, they sold out in 3 days. 1. How long has SoftBank been in business?
2. Which of the following is not mentioned as one of the networking products?
3. How many computer magazines did they publish last month?
4. When did they set up the publishing division?
5. Why didn't they close down the publishing division when it wasn't successful? Part 3. The early history of the Lego company. 1. Originally, there were just 2 types of Lego brick, one with 4 studs and one with 8, and they weren't very successful. The retailers weren't sure whether they would be able to sell them, so we had to offer them on sale or return, and they sent quite a few boxes back to the factory. 2. We've been in business for over 60 years. The company was founded in Billund in Denmark by Ole Kirk Christensen. He was the village carpenter, and he started out selling wooden stepladders. He always had a lot of little bits of wood left over, so he started making them into wooden toys. 3. When Ole Kirk died, he was succeeded by his son, Gottfried Kirk. Gottfried started working in the company when he was 12 years old, and his father was just setting up the business, so he was the natural person to take over. We've always been a family company. 4. This was a real turning point for the company. The idea started when Gottfried Kirk met a toy buyer for one of the large department stores. They were talking about the toy market, and the buyer told him about a theory he had. He felt that what the toy market lacked was a toy with a system. It had to be based on a sound idea, it had to be high quality, and it had to develop children's imaginations. Gottfried realized our plastic building bricks had this potential and decided to develop the range. So we created the Lego system of play and launched it in the buyer's store. 5. It was a disaster. It was insured for 52,000 Danish kroner, a lot of money in those days, but it wasn't enough to cover the cost of reconstruction and re-equipping. It meant starting from scratch again, and there were 15 employees by then who all depended on the company. It was probably the saddest moment of Oldkirk's career. 6. This is still our biggest market today. The original sales company was set up by a toy manufacturer, Axel Thompson. Axel was so attracted by the idea of the Lego Play system that he sold his own factory so that he could spend all his time introducing Lego products to the German market. 7. Oldkirk offered a bottle of homemade wine as a prize to the person who suggested the best name. In fact, he won it himself by combining the Danish words leg godt, which means play well. Later on, he discovered that in Latin, Lego means I put together, or I assemble. Quite a coincidence, eh? 8. We were the first toy company in Denmark to use plastic. In fact, we had a visit from the Danish Toy Trade magazine at the time, and they wrote an article about it, saying, plastics will never take the place of good, solid, wooden toys. Fortunately, we didn't listen to their advice. Part 4. How to Build Team Spirit.
Building team spirit is always the focal point of what I try to do as a manager. When I first went to Crystal Palace, players would finish training and then go straight home. There was no atmosphere, so we brought in a pool table and fruit machines. When players choose to spend time together, it generates a better atmosphere. The team spirit is very important, but I don't believe in trying to motivate the team as a team. I try to motivate them as individuals. So I don't give team talks. I speak to the players individually, and I try not to put too much pressure on them. I believe players perform best when they are relaxed. If they're too tense, I can guarantee they won't play well. I also believe in giving people autonomy. I like all the people who work for me to be autonomous. Therefore, I very rarely interfere. I feel people should be judged on their results. If they prove incompetent, then I'm incompetent if I keep on employing them. It's like that with the team. I get criticized for not interfering during a game and making more substitutions. But I feel if I've chosen those 11 players to get a result, then I should leave them alone to get on with it. If I'm dropping a player from the team, I don't feel I have to explain it to them. If they want to discuss it, I'll say, come back and talk about it in a couple of days' time. But I don't try to re-motivate them. It's up to them to have the character to fight back. I'm a great believer that almost everything you achieve in life is down to your attitude. If I have a player who is magnificently gifted but has a stinking attitude, I won't waste my time on them.
Part 5. Listening and Translation. 1. Sentence Translation.
1. Cyclists should use bike lanes, stay as far right in the lane as possible, obey traffic rules, signal clearly, and wear a helmet.
2. Many of these companies use the occasion of shareholders' meetings to announce the appointment of new presidents and other changes in top management.
3. While she is very much in control of the company, she goes to pieces if there is any conflict with her daughter.
4. There is a danger that an employee's advancement can be seen as due to the intimate relationships rather than his own worth.
5. The government should work towards reducing class sizes instead of setting up special schools for particular categories of students.
2. Passage Translation.
1. A Sunshine Coast teenager was awarded $14,000 compensation after breaking her shoulder during a school camp. She says she has endured the 4-year legal battle for the principal, not for the money. Sinclair, an 11-year-old student then, was riding a bike with about 30 other students along a forestry track in an activity organized by the camp when she realized her bike had no brakes. She was going down a hill, and when she hit the loose sand, she couldn't control the bike. A delay in treatment afterwards, an early misdiagnosis, meant her shoulder injury was not treated for 24 hours, resulting in it healing badly. Her parents were so appalled by the incident and the delay in getting proper treatment for their daughter that they felt compelled to take the matter to court.
2. When the team visited a mine crew, 1,660 meters down the mine, the temperature this close to the Earth's core would be about 60 degrees. Physically, it's hard, one of the mine workers said. Your body isn't made for the heat we have down here, but it is not as bad as people think. I couldn't drive in city traffic like people do. People say it's dangerous. Sure it is, but we are all trained to be aware of danger and keep an eye on mates. My offsider was killed a few years ago. It was a freak thing that happened, but I lost two mates through cancer who worked on the surface.